Caroline, Willie, D-Mays, tune in for Nashville Sounds Baseball tomorrow night at 6:35 p.m. on 94.9 The Fan. The Sounds take on the St. Paul Saints, the AAA affiliate of the Minnesota Twins. Sounds Baseball on 94.9 The Fan, presented by 312 Pizza, Farm Bureau Health Plans, and Family Leisure. Ryan Tannehill will head to the podium in just a few minutes. Aaron Brewer is speaking with the media now, so we will keep you updated with any juicy tidbits that comes out of the Titans facility. But unless we have some thoughts,
go to the phone.
To the phones. Phone lines driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. 615-737-1025 is our phone number if you have a thought. One texter texts in and says, go get Corey Davis back. He probably is going to be released or up for a trade very soon, since the Jets have 37 wide receivers now that they've just acquired Randall Cobb. I was not here when Corey Davis was here. But do either of you see that as a viable option for the Titans, just seeing how things ended with the team and him?
If he's released, I would very much look into that. I think he would be an upgrade for sure.
Yeah.
There's always a health concern with him. It's you're on pins and needles sitting there going, is he going to be healthy next week? Yeah. He had a good game last week. Hey, that's two good games. Whoa, he's got a hamstring problem.
The Bud Dupree kind of. Feeling.
There's a little bit of that. Mm-hmm. But if he has been picked up on a quote-unquote bargain contract, I love it. Because let's get back to the brass tacks of what are you dealing with Randy Carthon. You don't have a deep war chest. You certainly aren't going to trade for Corey Davis. You don't. We just went through. They have no picks in the fifth, sixth, and third rounds next year. So trading future draft picks, that's a no-go. You don't have a lot of cap space, especially with the three big contracts right now that I think at some point will be addressed. So you're looking for bargains. So I like Corey Davis, but as a bargain, not as an overpaid. If there's a bidding war, then there's only so high I can go if I'm Randy Carthon.
I think the only thing you have to, which it is a big thing because he's never played, he played a full season once in the NFL. That was 2018, and he had close to 1,000 yards that year. The year 2020, he played 14 games his last season as a Tennessee Titan. And that year, he had 984. So if you project it out, if he plays 16 games, he's well over 1,000 yards. So this is a 1,000-yard receiver when healthy. He's a 1,000-yard receiver. But the key word is when healthy, you know. Guys, you know, when it comes to, you know, how you depart and all that other stuff, it doesn't matter. If a team wants you back, then you'll go back. You know, if the circumstances is right, if you see that it's a good fit, you know, money talks. The rest of that stuff just keeps walking. So if the Titans are willing to pay him some money, and it, depending on who else is out there, if indeed he gets released, it seems more like he will be released or they will try to trade him. Then I think the Titans should kick the tires on it. He's a good player. But again, when healthy, he's a good player. He played 13 games last year, which means he missed four games. So it's, if you bring him in to be your number two, I've always thought Corey was a really good number two. Mm-hmm. He had an opportunity to be a number one. He wasn't. That's why they went out and got A.J. Brown. But he and A.J. Brown coupled together. I kept saying it. And the Titans, for some reason, you don't value that position. This is what the hell you get. It's like you're stuck in a position like this. You keep Corey Davis. You team him up with A.J. Brown. Now you have two of the best receiving combos in the National Football League. You had it the last year he was there. You know, A.J. was over 1,000. You were close to 1,000. Granted, both of y'all missed games. That's why the numbers weren't high. But y'all had a young nucleus. And for whatever reason, y'all chose to say, well, we're going to go part our ways with Corey Davis. And then what happens? You get no production out of that position.
Yeah.
None out of that second position.
It's a tough one. I have been a big fan of his for a long time, but I got to say, I mean, if you're sitting in the Jets' shoes and you went out and you paid for Corey Davis, you've gotten very little return on that investment. Very little. He's missed ton of games. He hasn't been he's going to get cut. Like, he's scheduled to make
him. Yes.
You're not trading for Corey Davis.
No.
You're waiting for him to hit the market, and then you see what that market is. But you go for the bargain.
Ryan Tannehill is up at the podium, so we will take it to St. Thomas Sports Park now.
What's your mindset moving forward?
Yeah, obviously tough, you know, just finishing the way we did, the way, you know, I did, just not being able to be out there. You know, it sucks. But at that point, my focus was doing everything physically I could to get ready, you know, putting the time in, the work in to get the ankle right and feeling good, being able to move around again and get ready for the next year.
Ranson talked to you in February and said you knew exactly where you stood with the organization. Where is that? How do you stand with the organization?
My job is to get ready to go win football games, and that's what I'm going to do each and every day.
Well, knowing, you know, what has been invested in your position the last couple of years, like, how do you go about approaching that and just maintaining, just kind of staying in your lane? Like, is it just a matter of keeping what's in front of you, or like, how do you do that?
Yeah, exactly. You know, you can only control what you can control, right? Mike and Rand make those decisions, and as players, you got to control what you can control, and that's doing the best you can, prepping yourself mentally and physically each and every day to go win football games.
What do you think of the addition of Will Levis?
Yeah, hopefully he adds to the room. Obviously, a talented guy, coming off a great college career. So, you know, we'll see when I get to meet him here in a few weeks.
Is he good?
Or next week, I don't even know exactly when.
You kind of went through this last year, of course, with Malik getting drafted and all these questions, too. Does it make this round of all those type questions any easier, you know, in a team drafting a potential future quarterback?
Yeah, we've been down this road before, so it's definitely a little bit of deja vu. But like I said, Mike and Rand make those decisions. My job is to go out and try to win football games.
You're a competitor, obviously, when the team drafts somebody, does it make you want to dig in even more and say, hey, I'm the guy?
My process doesn't really change. You know, it's I like to believe that I'm giving my all every time I go out there and prep, whether it's in an OTAs or week 15, you know, getting ready to go win a game. You know, you want to have a process about how you go about things, take your job seriously each and every day, knowing that nothing's given to you and got to go out there and earn everything. So, you know, that process doesn't change.
Right. Has that always been that way, or did the experience in Miami sort of inform that as well or change you in any way?
I mean, you definitely grow from life experiences, right? Whether it's something that happened to your kid or early on in your professional career, everything in life is a learning experience. So you're learning from your own life experiences. You're learning from what you're seeing happen to in other places, you know, throughout the league or in other areas of your life, and just trying to take in all that information and grow from it.
What's it a little different from the receivers that you have currently to work with and what you've seen so far during the offseason work?
Yeah, guys are out there working hard. You know, Traylon has been doing a great job. Nick's doing a great job. Kyle is out running again, so that's great to see. Mason's out there working hard. Racy's moving well. You know, we have a bunch of guys that have been around and have been doing a good job for us. In preparation, you know, learning a new system, being a new offense, new concepts, all that type of stuff. But guys are digging in, they're working hard, and that's all you can ask for.
Some of those guys are going to have to step up, though, and play much bigger roles than they did a year ago?
Yeah, no question. I mean, you know, you look who you got in the room, and that's who it is. So I'm going to have to go out, compete each and every day, and we'll see, you know, who ends up getting the majority of the time. But definitely, guys are going to have to step up just like they are in every position across the board.
Has your representation had any conversations with the Titans about your contract heading into the last year with the big number? Would you like an extension at this point?
Yeah, I'm not going to get into professional side of things, the business side of things up here.
Ryan, some of you guys have talked about the carryover from last year and how it ended going into this year. Some of them said they short-term memory that it's done and over. But what I know you were not part of all that because of the injury and such, but what did you learn about yourself and this team, and what did you carry over from that into this year?
Yeah, the sting. I think you feel the sting as a team. And, you know, we didn't finish where we want to finish, you know. So being able to just prep yourself, know we have to be better across the board throughout the season. It doesn't matter, you know, what happened in 1 week or 2 weeks or even 3, 4, 5 weeks. It's a matter of, you know, how things build throughout the season. And you have to be able to win games down the stretch. Get in the dance and then obviously win those games. So we know that, but it's a reminder, and hopefully gives everyone a little bit of fire to head into this offseason and this year.
What's your early sense of Tim Kelly's playbook and what the differences in this offense can be from what you're coming off?
Yeah, no doubt. It's a big difference, right? New terminology, new concepts, you know, huge changes, but, you know, fresh line of thinking on things. So just having to get up to speed with how we're doing things, what we're calling things, different ways we're attacking the defense. And that's what we're doing right now, is using this time when we're not going against the defense to just try to learn the offense, get accustomed to the new terminology, the new terms, the new routes, and, you know, be able to translate that onto the field as we go.
What are you maybe most excited about in the framework of that?
There's a lot of excitement. I love working with Tim. Like I said, a fresh mind, you know, bringing in some new ideas, new concepts, different ways to attack the defense than we've had around here the last few years. So, you know, definitely some excitement there.
She kind of made it sound like tempo. Might be a little bit emphasized. Is that fair?
Yeah, I mean, I'd like to think so. We'll see as we get going, right? But we know we want to put pressure on the defense. You know, that might be tempo, might be personnel changes, might be, you know, different sets than in personnel than defenses are typically seeing. So, you know, a big emphasis, I think, is just putting pressure on the defense, not just tempo. There's a lot of ways you can do that, and that's one of those tools.
What did you think about the additions of the offensive line? Obviously, a lot of work in free agency and then two in the draft.
Yeah, as a quarterback, you'd love to see it, right? You know, as a quarterback, there's two areas you like to see improve, and that's O-line and wide receiver. So, you know, we added some beef up front to the offensive line, you know, some veteran guys, and then, you know, a young talented rookie as well, and our couple rookies, I guess, through the draft. So excited about adding those guys, getting to know the veterans right now, and, you know, excited to get to know the young guys as they come in.
What are your thoughts been on Charles London, kind of getting to know him, and maybe what – differences might he bring to the table, new ideas,
etc.? Yeah, it's been nice having Charles around. He's obviously a veteran coach. He's been in this offense for several years before, so he has a background and understanding what we're trying to do and what we're trying to accomplish. So just be able to have those conversations on what we're trying to get out of each and every concept, how we're seeing things, whether it's the mic ID or the progression or the footwork. You know, just having a guy who's seen it done before for several years is key.
I
don't know. You know, it's like those conversations you can be, you know, thought of in a lot of different ways. But at the end of the day, I have an opportunity in front of me to go out and play football, and that's what I'm here to do.
Like clearly said, you're the starter. Do we overblow how important that is, or is that important that gets clarified right off the bat?
Well, I appreciate it being clarified, but you know, nothing's given to you in this league, and I've seen that over my now 12 years here in the NFL. Things can change quickly, so you know, just as a player, you understand. Like I said earlier, you have a process that you go about, and you take advantage of each and every day, and try to grow as a player every day that you get the opportunity to do that. And you have to progress, and you have to, you know, make plays when it comes down to it.
You mentioned Traylon. Just from what you've seen so far, how's he look physically? How's he look from a confidence standpoint? What have you seen from him so far? I know it's early, but
yeah, he's moving well. You know, as a QB, you love seeing a big guy moving well. Obviously, he's a really talented guy. You know, we've seen that over the past year. Saw it flashes in games at times last year, and he's growing. So he's doing everything we're asking of him right now, and look forward to continue to build that relationship and that chemistry as we move forward.
Back to changes that are being made in the offense. Are any of the protection things changing as far as how you guys are doing protections, maybe to get the ball out a little quicker? And if so, are you happy about that?
We have a lot of changes, yeah. And the whole system's pretty much different, including some protection stuff. So, you know, we'll have a variety of different ways to get the ball out, whether that's getting the ball out quickly, normal drop back, or play actions like we've had. So, just like every offense in the NFL, you got different ways to attack the defense, and we want to use all of them.
You mentioned, the new offensive lineman. How much different is the field? No Ben, no Ryan. I mean, no Ben, no Taylor. Robert Woods is gone. I mean, what is the feel in the building as you're kind of starting off the offseason?
Yeah, it's definitely a different feel, right? Guys that have been here over my 4 years here, you know, most of them are gone. So, just making sure that, you know, having to go out and lead each and every day, having some other guys step up, you know, Brew's been doing a good job coming in, having extra meeting time with myself and Tim in the mornings, leading that group on the offensive line, you know. So
as some guys leave, it gives opportunities for other guys to step up and take advantage of those spots that have left. So happy to see some growth from those areas and look to continue to see that.
Yeah, he's been really outspoken about pushing for grass around the league. Grass here hasn't been great, and they've decided to go the other way to turf. Just wondering what your reaction is to that.
I don't love it. I've always enjoyed playing on grass more than turf. Just easier on your body, your joints, your skin as you're on the ground. But that's where we're at, right? We've played a lot of games on turf. We're going to play a lot more games on turf now. I don't think it affects the quality of the game or anything, but it definitely affects how you feel the next day.
In terms of this off season, you know, between yourself and Derek and Kevin Byard, as far as all the rumors and all that floated out on the internet, what each of you probably were traded or released three times. How did you respond to all that as things like that come about, even though you know you're still here?
Yeah, I tried to stay out of it, honestly. Didn't see a lot of it. You know, I'd get a text from a friend or something. Like, oh, really? You know, so just try to stay out of it as much as you can. You know, I think riding that roller coaster is a tough one to ride. So just try to stay out of it and just kept my head down, kept doing the things I could do each and every day. And if something was going to happen, I'm sure they'd let me know. So didn't really ride that roller coaster.
That's better than confident. You know, this team still views itself as the same contender it has the last few years.
I mean, our job is to go win games, right? You know, I don't think that ever changes. So we're going to do everything we can to prepare ourselves to do that, you know, starting here in OTAs.
Did you expect or think a wide receiver might get picked before 228?
I'm sorry,
did you think or expect a wide receiver might get drafted by this team before number 228?
They don't ask me, you know, my thoughts on draft picks. You know, Mike and Rand make those decisions. Obviously, you know, I knew it was an area that could be addressed, but they did just a little bit probably later than I thought it was going to. But we added some other key positions, some talent that will help us across the board.
This time last year, you stressed the importance of taking care of your mental health in the off season. A year later, how would you kind of describe your mental strength and where you are coming into this new year?
Yeah, you grow from every experience that you're put through in life. Some are harder than others, but you're able to use those things, grow from it. And I feel really good right now. Obviously, some things are challenging, but you're able to try to address it for what it is, take it for what it is, and keep moving forward.
Thanks, Ryan. All right, we'll react to that on the other side. Ryan Tannehill again up at the podium. Caroline, Willie DeMace, 102.5, 106.3 The Game.